At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
G2G, are we rolling?
Rolling.
Ooh, get jazzy with it. Of course, as usual, we jump in with our sponsors. We're switching up the order because we've got big announcements for our OG sponsor, FlowCBDLTD.com. William from Flow was just in the office. He left in a new bottle of their, what is it? 15%?
Boom.
CBDs. And we had a couple of drops there. And I mean... the best advertisement I can say about this is I can't be fucked doing anything. I want to flow into bed and go to sleep. But yeah, listeners to this podcast get 10% off with the code BANTERFLOW if you go on the website. I've also been informed they're running a competition to give away a bottle of this. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yep. If you go on, do one of their like and share things on their page, Flow CBD. You can be in with a chance to win a free bottle of this carry-on here, which is good. People are always like, man, can you feel it? Yeah, I can feel it. I feel like I've had a bath and I'm knackered and I can't be arse recording a podcast at 8:30 at night in the best way possible. FlowCBDLTD.com. Use the code BANTERFLOW, 10% off. If you're on the Patreon, there's a 15% off code. Different code altogether. Get yourselves on there. We're also sponsored by lemon green tea in a McDonald's cup. So we're keeping it classy. It's 8 at night. Who else will we mention now? Manscaped.com, another OG sponsor. They sent an email the other day, Niall, and they said, would you like a flag?
Yes.
like fucking Eddie Izzard. Do you have a flag? And I was like, what is that, like some sort of industry terminology for something else? And no, they quite literally meant a large flag. You look panicky there. What happened there?
Just Pete came in there. What
the fuck does he want?
See if we would lock up.
I've got keys, but I'm not locking up. Yeah, I'll lock up. Jesus Christ, man. But yeah, manscaped.com. They were like, do you want a flag? And it was quite literally about the size of that whiteboard.
Class.
And I was like, I don't really know what to do, man. They were like, you can leave it up, you can put it up during the ads, take it down. I'm like, too many thoughts in my brain. I'll get it anyway, I'll do something with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put it around my shoulders. But anyway, they've been a long time sponsor. They're the world's leading scrot shaver, if you look it up. If you Google Manscaped, it says in Wikipedia, world's number one scrot shaver. We're in the summer now. It's hot and wet out there. You don't want a hairy bag, so get the fucking Lawnmower 4.0. It's got a light on it. You can shave your bollocks in a fucking mine. Or these things. You can be in a fucking flotation tank with your bag stretched out like you're making pasta. And just be going, getting both sides of it in pitch black darkness like a bat. And that's it. They've got other things. They've got ball deodorant if you got that stinky satchel. They also got ball toner if you happen to go a bit too hard on the shaving, but it's all good. Use the code GEMBANT1, get fucking 20% off when you buy it. You motherfuckers better or must be buying these because they keep coming back with things like flags and I keep having to be like,
will you fuck up too?
But I'll take it anyway. Manscaped.com, enjoy it. Play that, sure.
The well, General Banter down. Podcast with Colin Jettis.
We've gone fully blacked out round here. Black on black. We've just decided we're entering a new era of the General Banter Podcast. A serious era. Serious era. Not really. It's just that every single podcast that pops up has the background covered in memorabilia. And I thought, you know what? Let's switch it up. We're going for a different vibe. We're going for that vacuum black vibe. Of course, at some point, I will fucking steam these curtains. Not a sexual thing, but we'll take a steamer to this to these fucking drapes. Just to get rid of the old the old wrinkles.
Yeah.
But that's for another day when we're not loaded up on CBD, ready to fucking just drill into this thing, which we know is waterproof because it spilled lots of coffee in it. So, yeah, and we're, you know, I was telling Al, the Vibe is a comedy store in LA, which I've been to once, but that's what I'm trying to go for. If you watch Dave Chappelle, The Bird Revolution, Revelation, he does it in the Belly Room in LA, or in the Comedy Store in LA, and it's all blacked out. It's got some red lights, it's got some blue lights up the bottom. We'll source that from China.
Yeah, boy.
And that's exclusively your job.
Yeah.
You're the fucking, you're the
China man.
You're the fucking, we'll edit that out. I've got a China, yeah, different meaning altogether. You're looking something ordered. I have a China man. I have a China man here to hook you up with anything China related. But yeah, I'll go on some site and be like, yeah, they're £800 for these lights. And then I'll be like,
China.
A child will put that together for you in China and send that over here for £6. £400 postage, but the product itself, £6. That's where we had the neon light from. You know, Ross from Material Goods was like, listen, I'm ordering one of these, but the postage is as much as the thing. So do you want to order one and split the postage?
Fuck's sake.
And I was like, I mean, it was still 14 quid for a handmade neon sign. You could smell the children's hands off it. From Taiwan. In fact, you're not. No, it's not. Who owns Taiwan? China. That was the whole John Cena thing, wasn't it? He said, oh, something about Taiwan. And then because a lot of their market is in China, they were like, don't you ever admit that Taiwan's an actual country? We own that bitch. And he had to go back on and be like, I mean, it's old news now, but I could play it. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah.
John Cena, who already is. That's it. No smoke, no poke, big lad. That guy can't sneak away from anything.
Is that Pete?
I'd fucking imagine so.
Jesus.
Or a fighter jet. I have no idea. John Cena apologizes. Oh my God. Worst fucking. Let me see. Because, yeah, obviously a lot of their market is in that part of the world. And Vince McMahon was probably, or who owns it now? Triple H?
Does he?
I don't know. I don't fucking watch. I mean, I shouldn't know. You know
Ric
what I mean?
Flair.
Woo! Nah, he's fucking broke. He blew all his money on fucking
alligator crocs.
Yeah, he blew it on fucking. Oh fuck me! Is this thing not on? He blew it on.
Star and former pro wrestler John.
I'm trying to do the George Best quote now. Women and booze, and the rest he squandered.
Yes.
It's touched off an international controversy.
Cena, but
probably can't play this either, can we? Get taken out.
The people of China after calling China Taiwan a country during a promotional interview with a Taiwanese broadcaster.
Taiwan is a country. I mean, it's an independent country. John Cena is not alone in Hollywood in towing that line.
So he had to go on and speak like fluent fucking Chinese. I have to say right now, it's very, very important to. That's how, I mean, you don't want to be racist, but it sounds like I just made that up. Han, 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 ching, chow, chung, like, so racist of me. Now, he is not a kick in the arse off Joey Diaz's face, is he?
Not now, no. You know, like the way he lost loads of weight.
Yeah, but like he's got that face where, like, you know, like I took a lot of steroids. That's how he talks in English. Yeah. I took a lot of steroids, and every fucking feature on his face is too big for his face.
Yeah,
they tried to do a bit of a rock with Cena, didn't they? We're gonna put you in movies, bro, and you're like, nah, it ain't happening. Imagine that cunt in fucking Moana.
A Late Show has acquired the full apology.
你好中国，这是焦西呢。我做很多采访，很多很多很多。所以在一个采访，我有一个错误。所有人问我，如果我可以用中文。
Oh, bro, that is fucking cringe time.
Oh dear.
You know, that's like someone, you know, like You know, like you fucking your market was all in Ireland, and then you said something about Northern Ireland, and then you had to come on and be like, "I'm sorry, I meant to say the north of Ireland instead of Northern Ireland. No such place." Scundered for him.
Jewelry and gay war, so yeah.
Yeah, no wonder. No wonder. 22 mil on Zootopia. Don't even know what it is. I mean, so embarrassing.
Why does he keep repeating things?
Because he's going like very, 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 very sorry.
He's trying to like, fill out the essay.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the minutes up.
Yeah. They're all in China being like, we must have... I don't know what accent that is. But we must have two minute apology. And he's like, I am Han 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 sorry, so on.
Pause. Thanks.
Is John Cena this guy?
Oh, I don't know. No idea. Probably.
Niall has a girlfriend, okay? Why would he know what this is? Han, 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 han. Oh, Christ. I think he appeared in wrestling, or maybe he's still in it, I don't know, but I've seen a clip of him from wrestling recently where, he's not the cool, young Cena that he used to be. He does look like someone's dad running in there in the shorts, giving it all the fucking han, han, han. You know, whatever his music is. What's the John's? Now we're definitely getting taken off the internet. John's.
I know that.
The music?
Yeah, I recognize that.
Am I allowed to play it? I'll play it for 2 seconds.
Yeah, wasn't that like a big meme?
Oh, crack my neck. Gross. Rise Above Hate, Sanation. Sanation. Wrestling, man. Could you be arsed? 4 million hits. How many fucking nerds put the Mickeys of the world, put this on in the shower? Or more like Aaron.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got a big gig coming up tonight. Let me psych myself up. Hon, 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 hon. Did you dip that out or did I pause it? Ah, fuck, I went on a different video. Anyway, let's get back to the real things that happened this week. We went really off on one there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
JC.
Hunting at the time, please.
The real JC.
Real JC. John Cena. That's GC. Oh, who gives a fuck? Anyway, let's take it back. Our last podcast there was... who was the last podcast? Shane. Me and Shane are doing a show in London at the weekend. Niall's coming.
Yeah, boy.
We're gonna film some bits.
Yeah.
We'll have a meeting afterwards to see what sort of gear we bring with us.
Everything.
It's gonna cost like 40 grand to get the stuff flown over. So we're going over there. We had some I had some work in progress shows at Voodoo in Belfast. Thanks to everyone who came out to that. Mixed bag, both in performances and crowd. Because it went like... if there was a graph, I would say the crowd on the Thursday, which was the slowest gig to sell, probably the best show.
It was good.
And it was the first one where the material was and the set was rough as shit. And then the next night, as it progressed, we got to the last night and I feel like, I don't know whether I was the shittest on the Sunday or it was just a Sunday crowd or what the fuck it was, but I felt like, I was like, man. Maureen always says, don't be saying out loud which gigs you thought were tough, but here we are, you know what I mean? It's an open book. Here at the General Banter Podcast, hon. But yeah, they were fun. The first one was good. They were all good. You need to get the first one out of the way, get all the material done, and then second night try to change something, and then third night sort of nailed it down. It's all about being calm,
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like, always go for the kill. And I need to learn to become just be on the stage, man. Just be chilling on the stage. But having done those, what I've learned now is I think if I was doing more work in progress ones, you definitely need a gap between them. You nearly need like a Wednesday, a Friday, and a Sunday or something like that. because it's hard to actually sort of gather, because, you know, you filmed them.
Yeah.
And I should have got them off you.
Yeah.
Or to look at or something, because I didn't get looking at anything really.
Yeah.
So there was nothing really learned. I'll look at it and be like, how do we expand on a few bits of these?
Yeah.
Tried some new bits. But yeah, cheers for coming out. Got a bottle of whiskey at the end of it, you know. Got some voodoo, give me a bottle of whiskey.
It's cool.
Drank it all.
Did you?
There. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What else? I was basically just trying to think about what else we've been up to this week. We had a very exciting, there's going to be a pretty cool vlog coming out. We managed to get access to the Telegraph building.
Yes.
Which a lot of people go to for Shine events, and we work with Shine and they let us in there. And just one of those cool things. Very. Even though at any point you could have got like some sort of disease from a dead seagull or the rat piss that you were wading through.
Yeah.
But it was felt weird to be in a big building like that, didn't it?
Class. And
I'll tell you what though, strangely good acoustics in there.
Yeah.
You know, you would expect it to be like, hello, hello, hon. But you go in there and you're just like, hello. No echo at all. It probably is all the just dead seagulls' feathers sort of dampening the sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, give me a real boner to do a big show in there. I'd love to do like a, you know, like a Dave Chappelle block party type vibe. Music, comedians, readings. But yeah, we're skating about, and it's been a while since I got on a skateboard.
Nailed it.
And twice in the last week, I've got on a piece of equipment where I went, the big man needs to really cut down here on the poundage, because got on the skateboard, the thing barely turned. You know, it was like, I was basically just mushing the wheels into the floor. And I couldn't, you couldn't have had better circumstances, you know, smooth concrete floor. That's skimmed concrete.
Yeah.
You were carrying like two stands and a light. And I jumped on it and just broke the rubber off the wheels. It's like, man, this is not good. Although, you know, you do need skate shoes, which I realized as well. You get on one of those bad boys and you're like, I'm wearing a big fat pair of New Balance here. It's not working.
No.
Need a thin
shoe. And you got them.
I did. But that was unrelated, but I will have to get a skateboard now.
Cruiser. Get a big fat boy.
Is that one of the ones where like you'll see a girl and she'll jump on it and then she'll be doing like, she'll walk to the front of it and like do a handstand and fucking do a backflip on it?
They're like 10 inches wide. So my skateboard's like 8 inches.
Oh.
And that's like 10. So it's fucking...
bit more foot room.
Oh, why?
And chill out, sit there.
Big, thick wheels.
You can barbecue on it. It's pretty much whatever you can set on it. Just have a chat with someone, just have them face you and be like... rolling down the street. Are you going to get one?
I think so.
Do they have grip tape on them or are they just...
Yeah.
Do they? Yeah.
Oh, aye. Ripping.
Ripping. I mean, I live in the country. Like, I'll be ripping just in the kitchen.
Yeah.
As soon as you go outside, it's just like, not good. And I dare say if you took it to like a local park where I live, they'd be like, what's this? Fucking back to the future. No one talks like that. See that one weekend up the North Coast and I'm doing that stupid accent. But yeah, I got on the skateboard and then I was on a stag there at the weekend. Shout out Frank. And we went go-karting. And much like the skateboard thing, I was like, oh, I'm too heavy for this. Got in it, no bother, you know, took off. Was in first place. Went into the first corner like fucking... Max Verstappen. Came out of the corner, you know, ripping it. And then everybody that was just like 9 stone lighter than me was just going, zzz, 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 zzz. And I was just chilling. Might as well chill now. Just fucking fat Verstappen. What other names? Putting the ham in Hamilton. That was me. Fucking what other stupid names are there? Who else is Sebastian Vettel? That was me. I mean, for some reason I was the only car that was getting refueled when we stopped.
No way.
No, I'm joking, but they're like, they're probably just like, box, get us this burning this fucking car out here. Just that guy, Christian Horner.
It seems to be carrying much too much weight for the car, please. Can you, box, bring him in. New tires, please. Well done.
But yeah, it was like fucking, they were, you know, we went for lunch afterwards and there's two lads there and they were having a chat and they were like, I fucking, I must be the fastest one. I mean, the guy that won doesn't even have a driving license. Ewan, shout out to him.
Nice.
He won. Doesn't have a driving license, but he might have been the lightest on the day. So that's basically how it works.
Yeah.
He's just absolutely flying. And he was like, oh, I'm fucking whatever, 11 stone. The other guy was like, yeah, I'm like 11 stone. And I was like, now put both those people on one go-kart. Welcome to my world. You know? Just fucking... I was joking. I was like, I was going so slow, I could have lit a cigarette. I could have lit just went... This thing's just struggling. But it's one of the few industries left where a legit child can work there. Because there was a legit child there. And he was just like, pull her in. Park up. No. And I was like, is this legal? Full-blown child there. But yeah, it's an eye-opener when you get in a go-kart and it doesn't move. It was like Mario Kart. Except I was like, you know, like the Flintstones, like I might as well be pulling it along with my feet. You be good at it? Have you been karting?
Years and years ago, yeah. I would love to, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Steering's quite difficult. There's no power steering in it, like.
Oh,
you're really fucking pulling it over. And then, you know, Eunan, who won, he was like, oh, my arms are sore from the karting. And I was like, you fucking pussy. So that's where I win it back. You know, I was just like, I could steer it well.
Yeah.
But it was doing 3 miles an hour, so it's all good. And then fucking Begley crashed, and I gave him the finger, and then I hit the barrier as well because I wasn't looking. I was like, ah, fuck you. Knocked away. Like, I give up at that point. Like, I just well give up. In fact, I'm pretty sure the final race was like 15 laps. And obviously, when the first person completes 15, they just wave you in. I think I'd done 9.
Oh.
These guys always get lapped twice. Fat bastard, I swear to God. The best time to go go-karting is when you're a child, I think.
Yeah.
When you're just light and you can absolutely rip it. I was just like, we're going to have to pull you out a different one. I was like, can I just go around this in my actual car? This is the only way I'm going to get a reasonable time. And then, you know, it's even more embarrassing because they're like, we'll email you the results. And I'm like, don't bother. I know what I got here. I know what I got myself into. Stand on the podium and all. Fuck sake. But yeah, karting is good crack. I will spend the rest of the night just thinking about like Formula One guys that I can change their name.
I thought you were going to say like the track.
What?
Getting the fastest lines through the track.
No, I did crack a joke though. Like one of the guys was like, oh yeah, you got to go wide and then you come across the thing. And I was like, hey, fucking check out fucking Toto Wolf over here. No one got it.
Hey?
Fell on deaf ears. Yeah.
Did we walk around the track first?
No. Could have walked around it quicker. Like, do you want to register that time or you just walked around checking the fucking thing? Because it was quicker than the actual go-kart. Ah. And do you know what? I thought it was flying too, so I'd love to see what it felt like if you were half the weight. I mean, that's an eye-opener when you're in a thing going like, so there's people doing the same race that are hot. You're basically a jockey.
Yeah.
In a car. In a small car. But it's serious business. Like, you know, there's fucking boys changing wheels and all the time.
Go-karting?
Yeah.
Is there? Fucking hell.
Because, you know, you're mixed in with other groups. So, like, someone gets in, does their laps, they're qualifying, jumps out, you do yours, then they go and do their race. You know, it's constant, like,
nice.
Back and forth. So there's a lot of people just swapping out wheels. I dare say mine got replaced.
Did they?
I don't know. Every time I went sideways, it was probably just taking inches off them. You know? Are these slicks? They are now. Now you've rubbed them off, you fucking hellion. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then we went up to the north coast there, which was just, I mean, some lovely people up there, but then other people who just, you know, COVID doesn't exist really. And they're just right up in your face telling you about a time they DM'd you. I DM'd you. Cool. Step up. And you know what? That's the first sort of night out I've been on where I was like, oh my God, I'm absolutely a da now. I'm full-blown da mode up in this bitch. You know, people were going, Begley, and I was like, oh, let me get fucking daiquiris with double fucking shots of Bacardi in it. And I was like, absolutely not.
Will you fuck up, please?
I'll have a fucking pint and I'll sit here. You do turn into that guy. You're like, listen, I can get blocked on my own. This bar we were in Portrush sells £1 shots at Buckfast.
Really?
Yeah. So there's fucking constant rounds of that. And I was like, listen, I can get drunk and drinks that I like. How about that? Nah, man, you gotta fucking embarrass yourself. Too many Jaeger bombs. Whoever invented those needs fucking shot dead as well. But yeah, just up on the north coast. I love the guy at the Airbnb. You know, not trying to sugarcoat anything. He's like, just fucking don't be acting like a dickhead. Obviously, you're here to drink. No, don't fucking be acting like a dickhead. Just get dropped off the taxi at the gate. Walk in. Just don't be fucking smashing any windies. Deal, bro. Absolute deal. But yeah, it was good crack. We had stupid shirts on and all. It's mad, no. But that's about the height of it. Oh, God. Messages all around. Have you seen any of the recent news there about Afghanistan?
Not really, to be honest.
Not really.
But like I sort of, you know, keep up to dates.
You should shoot a day in the life of
me.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
It's just you staring at the wall like a cat.
It's me staring at the laptop and going to bed.
You know, the scenery around your house, and you're just like, nah, I didn't see past the
in fucking a dark room.
Yeah. Just going blind and getting fucking curvature of the spine all day. Just fucking, yeah. Do you walk up the mornings and absorb the view? No.
Done it before.
Do you go to the ocean and breathe it? Nah, bro. Just fucking
done that too.
Sitting. I sit and I Google other seafronts. Wow. Just on those China websites?
Yeah. Ordering shit.
Just trying to get cheap lights from China. Man, he's making use of this good weather living in the foot of the mornings. Fuck off. Buying bulbs from China. You joking me?
Save 30p.
I know. What'd you say earlier? You bought a knife that was supposed to be 60 pound.
Got it for 12 pound.
Man, a day in the life of so that you can open all these packages from China. You're worse than me, just running out of shit to fucking buy. Just yeah. Like, now, if only I had it. Yeah, I'm gonna need a knife to open the knives that I buy. So
Custom?
What make is the knife?
I can't remember. Like SOG or something.
It is fun buying knives, isn't it?
I don't have one.
I have a lot of knives, I don't know why.
And then I seen some really nice, you know, like box cutters, you know, like the blades.
Yeah.
Like some of them, like holders for them, like we flick out ones. But they were actually like 30 quid.
Yeah, fuck that.
I know, I was like, fuck sake.
Just get something funny, just get like a fucking, you know, katana, just for opening letters.
A mini one.
It is fun to just buy a load of knives. You know, I have no need for them whatsoever, but I just leave them all on the desk open.
Yeah.
And then Maureen's like, why are you leaving knives exposed on the thing? And I'm like, for the crack. You never know when I have to just... I actually had an axe or like a tomahawk thing that I bought one time for a video, but it was a very loose excuse to own one. I was like, oh, I need one of these for a video. Let me buy an actual zombie murdering weapon.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's probably in here somewhere. I've lost it.
It's epic.
It's the sort of thing, you know, you're like, how did you lose this full-blown murder weapon? But yeah, always just the fat dudes trying it out. I'm going to look it up. Of course I am. I mean, welcome back to Vintage Internet with Colin. This is great listening. Cold Steel.
Cold Steel. Is that show? The History Channel show?
Let me see if there's any funny ones. Yeah, they've always got some like ridiculous knife and then some fat dudes testing it out.
Yeah.
And of course, it takes forever. Yeah, there's never a trained guy in shape. It's always just like a fat guy in a tie. Short sleeve shirt, tie. I'm here today to just cut. Of course, why wouldn't it play? Like, why wouldn't it play? Let's see. Let's see what we're dealing with here. You never know. Fuck yeah, dude. Fat guy with a tie. Fuck yeah. Oh, this is great. Guy's just cutting through a fucking cow bone. Yeah, he's got the fucking ballistics going with a blood squirt knife.
This will be me when my knife arrives.
Yeah. To an Amazon package. With a fucking charger in it.
In like 6 months.
This is a real highlight reel. Oh, he missed there. But, I mean, what he's insinuating? Oh, yeah!
Jesus.
He just, for the listeners there, he put a knife in like this thing's guts and just went... What he's insinuating is like, yeah, you can straight up murder a guy with any of these.
Yeah.
Oh, cut the pig's nose off, man. That was fucking disrespectful. I mean, cutting through ropes is pretty fucking impressive, but one swipe. Cold steel, anytime, anywhere. I'll murder. Do you reckon it's like, you know, they're always saying like, oh, people who own a gun are more likely to get shot because they're more likely to pull it out and whatever.
Yeah.
Is that fat guy with the short sleeve shirt and the tie?
No fingers.
Yeah. Imagine he just got killed someday. Yo, what's up, man? You the knife guy? Oh, shit. And he tries to take a fucking machete out of his pants. This is dramatic, though, and way too long for a highlight. Oh, there's a hand. No, you don't... In real life, bro, you don't have the time. You don't have the time to load up. He's like, 1, 2, 3. Hun. Bop, hand off, man, with the blood. Jeez. There's a theme with these guys, isn't there? Old fat guy. Did he actually say take that? This guy's just hacking guts. Oh, he cut a whole body in half. What has this podcast become? Every week it delves deeper and deeper into nothingness. What is the point of that, though? You know, like, do you want a knife in your house that can cut through a body? Are you a fat middle-aged man like me who basically has one attempt at this before the guy kicks you to the ground and kills you? Strangely, every guy in that video looks more like a gun guy, you know? I'd be like, bro, you should get a shotgun, because by the time you get this out and try and find the range to, like, swing it in your hallway, I don't think it's happening, man. That guy's the best. Oh, he's cut through 4 ropes there, man. Look at this guy. He's got his glasses on. Oh, dude. Straight through the bone. Jesus! Fuck me, man! Imagine a guy broke in your house and you're like, well, I watched the Cold Steel Ironproof 2018 highlights and I decided I'd hit the guy in the skull and his skull went in half.
That's nuts.
That should be their slogan. Cold Steel Knives, that's nuts. Look at this, just butcher. I mean, could you deal with that in real life if you did that? Like someone broke in your house, you're like, stop robbing me! And you hit him, and his guts opened up. You just be like...
I know.
Because you'd still have to live in the house covered in guts.
Yeah.
Police leaving on. Thank you very much. Very helpful, bye. Honey? Get them up. Look at that, straight through the guts, man. Oh, hey, overkill, man. You've ruined your good shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Now, I wonder how much those bodies are.
I know, I was thinking that.
Look that up.
Couple of grand. Couple of G's.
Ballistic
body.
Is that what you call it? They always talk about the ballistics, don't they?
Yeah.
Ballistic. Dummy, what's it called? This podcast has gone to shit.
Yeah, dummy.
Ballistics dummy. It's hard to find. See if you can find one there. From China. Getting it from China. Goddamn. But yeah, it's basically a fucking shop mannequin that when you stab it, it bleeds all over the place. Anyway, how the fuck did we end up here? We're talking about Afghanistan, were we?
Yes.
Oh yeah, of course. Very serious business. So basically what happened, I believe, having heard it in the background whilst the screaming baby was trying to eat porridge, did Biden decide to pull everyone out of there? And they were like, we're leaving. And the Taliban, who were just kind of like hiding behind a pair of curtains, just went, we're back, baby! You know? And they just took control again after like fucking 20 odd years or something. And the airport was full of people going like, please, can you get me out of this fucking dump? And they were grabbing on. I mean, do you see the footage of them grabbing onto the aircraft and like guys were falling out of the sky?
I've seen it on TikTok.
Your only source of news. Yes. there were people just falling from the sky. So that was cool.
Mental.
You know, and people are like, get these fucking refugees out of here. It's just a load of terrorists. And you're like, yeah, if I don't think you realize there's people willing to try and hang. I mean, wishful thinking that you'd hang onto the side of a fucking like bomber plane and see if you can get to the United States from Afghanistan. Even if you could, you know, even if there were seats available outside the plane, chilly. You know, people falling to their death. Horrific. But it goes to show you what sort of a kip that is. Now, let me just see. Taliban gym, because these guys raided the... Hopefully it's up on YouTube. They raided like some... Was it like palace or something? Over there? Kabul or something? Kabul? Yes. Han.
Let me check TikTok.
Yeah. Welcome back live to TikTok News. Of course this is taking a fucking year. Are they like shadow banning Taliban gyms? Okay, that's fucked. But anyway, basically they took over this palace or something, and all the Taliban were obviously like, come on, we'll do everything, we'll make use of the facilities. You know, it's like they broke into a hotel and they're like, we will use the gym. And there's all these guys just on machinery, like literally like fucking, like someone says, like a Borat movie, just like guy on the cross trainer going backwards. Hit go fast backward. You know, every single one of them dressed like a fucking genie. Some of them look weird though, you know, some of that dress that they wear, the old Taliban boys, kind of got the sort of Charles Manson at an Indian wedding vibes. Listen, racism.net. Connect the internet. Don't know why the internet's not working. We'll edit all this out. What are we at? 38 minutes? Jesus Christ, man. I'm just trying to see a member of the Taliban do some fucking tricep pull downs. Not knowing what he's at. For the love of fuck, can you give me internet? Because all I want to see is a member of the Taliban on a Stairmaster, for the love of Christ. Again, it's not working.
It's not working for me either.
Son of a bitch. I guess we're going to miss out on that visual treat. We'll wait and see. We hope and pray. But who knows what's going on over there? I mean, did they keep that war going long enough to get what they needed out of the place? And then they're like, fucking God bless. Take care. Good luck and fuck you. We've got all the poppies now. Cheers for the heroin. See you later. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what the fuck they're at. But, you know, something dodgy's going on. because you can't go over to fucking get rid of people and stay there for 20 years and be like, I think our job here is done, and leave, and they come straight back in.
Yeah.
Into your houses, into your gyms. You know, hogging the bench press. That's the next stage. The Taliban just like, we discovered gym. Now I am absolutely hench. And Japanese. My accents are bad. But yeah, all these Taliban boys would be fucking getting yoked as fuck now. Yeah, it's not working. I'm very upset. But yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of the Taliban. I screenshotted a news story the other day because I just thought it wasn't funny, but it was particularly eye-catching. Let me just see. Now, here's a question for you now. What is semen terrorism?
Not too sure.
The Taliban aren't doing it.
They're not.
I don't think so. Why isn't it classed as a sex crime in South Korea? Semen terrorism is a phrase used in South Korea to refer to when a man secretly ejaculates on a woman or her belongings.
Nice. I've seen that on the internet. I've seen that.
What, people just jizzing on people?
Yeah.
You've seen the videos? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they're legit.
They're legit. But on a, like, without her knowing or on her belongings. I put up my stories and someone messaged me saying this happened to them in London.
Ugh.
Like, just on, she goes, tube was packed, and like, I thought someone was just like pressing against me because it was packed or whatever. And dude's just like,
Christ.
I mean,
have a day off.
I mean, yeah, fucking knock one out at home, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you're just into jizzing on stuff, buy a woman's pair of jeans or something. You put around a pillow and just be at home, just being like, her belongings, you know what I mean? What a weird fetish to be into. Oh yeah, pass me your keys. Spot everywhere there. But just fucking, yeah, have a day off, guys. Like, it says my body, my choice. And the choice is, don't be jizzing on me. But imagine, you just imagine that, like, of all the titles you could get as a criminal, you know, are you in prison? They're like, what are you in for? Semen terrorism. What do you mean? I just fucking run around spunking on people. Weird. I feel like a packed tube is like the ideal place for that if you're into it. Or probably like a concert or something. Like, where are you going to be that close to people rubbing up against them? We are going to have to edit out you saying nice to those fucking weird.
Nice.
Nice. I'm a semen terrorist. Just fucking like, just run around like Spider-Man, launching ribbons. I mean, you'd have to have a decent shot on you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd have to have it well worked up.
What was that guy called? Peter North,
porn star.
Yeah,
famed for his loads, is he? I'm gonna Google that. Peter North loads. Let me see. Big Pete. Peter North. Come. Spell it wrong, cun. Yeah, you know, you'd have to make sure you were on a good day, you know what I mean? Well hydrated. It'd be the worst thing ever being like a semen terrorist, and you go out and you're like, oh, I've just thumbed out a wee sad one. Got more of it on me, if anything. It's all me, mainly. I don't know if I would be into that because, number one, it's a crime, and number two, it's not relaxing, you know? You feel like you want to chill out a bit when you're squirting.
Mm.
You don't want to be standing up on a fucking train. Noisy. I'd love to know the psychology behind that. Is there just some dude being like, I get to go to sleep at night knowing that she didn't know that I was jizzing on her Tesco bag? Ugh. Would you rather stand in dog shit or have a stranger jizz on the back of your legs and you don't even know? Probably the jizz.
I've stood in a lot of dog shit. Fucking dog.
And I've been jizzed on a lot, so you tell me what's worse. Yeah, if it's difference between wearing like nice shoes and standing dog shit, or just wearing regular jeans and some dude squirting up the back. There's no women doing this, is there? There's no squirt terrorism.
Never know.
You never know. Just someone on a fucking glider in Belfast.
I got you, bastard.
There was an interview I seen, actually might have been TikTok, where all the good news comes from, and someone was like, they were interviewing people on the, no, it was YouTube, and they were interviewing people on the red carpet of the AVN Awards, the porn awards, adult video something, and they were like, what's the biggest biggest lie or something or whatever in porn, and they were just like squirting. Everyone was just like, yeah, it's fake, of course it is, it's piss. So what did I tell you? Let's hit some questions, guys. Do we have another sponsor? beer52.com. if you want to get a case of Chicagoan beers to your house, all you do is go on beer52.com and use the code BANTER, and you pay for postage for that first box, and the first box is free. You just pay for postage. And yeah, it's a bunch of tasty beers. They haven't sent me the Chicagoan one, to be honest, so can't review it. So, you know, I've got an open hand here. There's no beer in it. So where is it, guys? You know. But it's good crack if you're into just having a selection of fun beers in the house that you can sample and be like, this isn't more interesting than fucking 11 tins of Carlsberg. Get after it. Beer52.com. Use the code BANTER. Get the first box for free. I legit, I'm going to take a piss break.
Okay. Piss break.
Before questions, before I absolutely piss myself. Are we good?
Yes.
And just like that, we are well pissed. Let's jump into some questions, my guys, because we got loads of them out there. Got loads of them. Is that door locked downstairs?
I don't know.
My God.
Well, look. Well, check.
Maybe just so that we don't get killed.
Don't get semen.
Better not be a semen terror. I mean, some of them boys downstairs, questionable. So let's jump into the questions. We'll crack on. Shout out to any of the new Patreon people who've got on board. By the way, the Patreon, for those who don't know what that is a service where if you want, you can subscribe, donate a certain amount of money, and you will get access to lots of podcasts. I'll be recording another Patreon podcast tomorrow. that's exclusive to Patreon. And there you have it. If you had to bin every pair of shoes you own and keep one, what would it be? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What a question. If you had to bin every pair of shoes you own and keep one. You need a shoe that kind of does everything. Don't you?
Yep.
Like, Vans are a weird shoe where it's like, you can kind of do anything in them. You know, it's like durable. And especially now they've got these limited edition. They're not really, but they're those, what's the dude called?
Kyle Walker,
know him well, good lad. Vans, which are like a little bit padded and stuff, they're fucking the dog's dick. You could do anything. I feel like I could do sports in them. I could skate in them if they made one strong enough for me to stand on. I feel like I could do a lot of things in them. And I have another pair and they're like borderline fucking waterproof and everything. So it wouldn't be based on like what's the most valuable. It would just be the one that you can do the most in. So probably those. Or my custom Jordan 1s. Shout out to the shoe doctor. The general branded Jordan 1s. I don't think Michael Jordan knows about that. He'd be furious. You know? Kiss, marry, avoid. Shane Todd, Paddy Raff, Aaron McCann. I hate these questions. Snog, marry, avoid. Sounds fun. Kiss, marry, avoid. Sounds weird. Kiss Shane, maybe, you know. Throw a wig on him. He's the most feminine. Marry Aaron, maybe. And I've met Paddy Raff like once or twice, so I can avoid him. Like, wouldn't be that hard. Russian powerlifter having fun pretending he's a beginner. Are you sure he hasn't copied your Russian accent? Okay. Is this a real Russian guy who has my pretend Russian accent? Now, of course, we've no internet, so we'll see how this goes, won't we? And it's gonna go... Oh.
Take it.
You wanna be an elite powerlifter?
In 1 month.
Do you know what powerlifting means?
I don't wanna be big.
You will never be big. For my opinion, you're not good for powerlifting. Your goal, it's crazy.
It was easy. What? Are you insane?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to my channel. This is the second part, power...
I went dancing.
Do you know what powerlifting means? Do you know what it's?
Yeah, of course.
It's for big and strong daddies.
Oh no, don't tell me about big daddies.
Big and...
Hey, let's try to do something. I don't let you to do the lift right now. Let's do hyperextension first. I have to see how can you keep your back.
Hyper what?
Hyperextension.
Okay,
what the fuck is this?
Try to do the lift.
Here's what I will say. My Russian accent's way better than his. And he is Russian. Mine's way better than that.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is one of these prank videos. He goes, you know, like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then next minute, he's fucking Olympic powerlifter. See it all the time. There's one... Guy goes to like Venice Beach and, you know, dresses like an old man and then walks over and fucking snatches like fucking big old barbell full of shit. Weights, bro. You gotta do it, but it's fucking shite.
Shite.
Fucking shite lifting weights. I hate it. Oh! Our boy Chris McNaughton, aka Big Bear, sent me a message. I'll have to show you this. Should I do this for the crack? North Coast Log Lifting Championships. There's men's under 90 kilograms. Not be in it. Men's under 105 kilograms. Won't be in it. And a men's open. What I should do if I was smart is drop a bunch of kilos and get into that. It's for the Cancer Fund for Children at the Older Fleet Bar in Larne, where I've gigged many times. Shout out. He goes, come and compete in this, I'll train you. So threatening.
Ooh.
The video we shot down there, and I lifted it up, and he goes, oh no, not, there isn't a lot of people get that first time, just because it's a bit awkward.
Yeah.
So that was slightly encouraging.
Yeah, that was...
It would also be good to lift it when it wasn't freezing cold.
True.
Do you remember it was cold as shit in there? Need to do a couple of fucking star jumps first. I feel like an overhead press is a natural thing for me. You know, whatever build I am, I don't think it suits me to do like a deadlift. Never really pushed that deadlift that far. But an overhead press, I feel like I could really get into it. Should I do it for the crack?
Yeah. When is it?
16th of October, I think.
Epic.
Yeah, might as well break my spine the week before my birthday.
Yep.
That'll be some crack. I'll put a poll up on Instagram and be like, should I do this or not? You know? Ever go for a piss in the morning and two streams fly out? I mean, the first couple of seconds of a piss is anyone's guess. You know, if you're busting for a piss, the first bit is just like, you know, like when you turn a hose on, it goes, and then you have to get it lined up. So yeah, but who the fuck stands up and pisses anymore? Bro, iPhones exist. Sit down, chill out, get some news on TikTok. See some half-naked women, get a half a boner down into the toilet. You know what I mean? That's your day starting well. Never mind two streams of pish. I did a piss the other day. It was in Shane's office. Do you go for a piss in there?
No.
Toilet's in the corner and very low. It's like a children's toilet. And I ended up doing that fucking, you know, you see in porn when like some girls bend over and the dude's just like, that was me in a full squat. Just pushing my dick down, just like, because it was like
the jackhammer.
The jackhammer. Oh, someone's been on the Chinese website. Hun. That's a jackhammer.
I think so.
God forbid if I ever jackhammer any human being, they'd be fucking dead. Take that there, goosh. Broken spine. The jackhammer. Yeah, I feel like that's a lot for show, isn't it? That's a lot of work for a dude. It's a lot of extra work on the thighs just to be...
Fuck that.
Yeah. regular dog style. I call it dog style. Canine style. You know? Cruft style. Grab my balls. Feed me a biscuit. That's a good joke. They do take the piss on Crufts. They're like, these are the best dog owners in the world. And then the dog doesn't do something right, and they just grab it by the tail and fucking throw it on the desk. There you go. Stupid pug cunt. Went for a walk the other day with a child and a wafer. And there was an old man who had the most beautiful decorative dog box for this beagle. Just a beagle in it. BLT. Beagle in it. And the thing was fucking, you know, he's obviously an older man, probably bought the dog. He's like, oh, I just get myself a wee bit of company in my old age. And then the dog's fucking bananas, man. Had it on the lead, big long lead. He had like his grandson there or something. The dog did that thing where it ran in a loop around the kid and just fucking clotheslined his legs. And he's like, oh, fucking, I fell over. And he's like, don't cry. And I was like, cry? The guy near broke both collarbones there. Pretty severe fault. But anyway, just more cool things that happen in my life. In the queue in the sandwich shop, no mask on. Guy behind me in the queue wouldn't come in to order. Had a full hazmat mask on with oxygen feed. Some girl slipped on in and took the last two sausage rolls. The fellow was fuming as he was after them and called me out as it was my fault. Did him a favour though. Seen that guy about the city centre. Yeah, where was I? And I seen a guy with the full fucking, like, you know, as if he was like spray painting inside, the full gas mask thing on. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, man. It's funny, the mask thing. I mean, I don't know how effective it is. Just nipping into the shop. That's the only time you have to wear them, so it's the only time people do. But was I wearing them? Yeah, when I was out at the weekend there, I wore it.
when I was moving around the bar. I like wearing it going in the shops.
Yeah.
Slightly, it's like a bit of a disguise.
Yeah.
People are going, are you, what do you call you again? I don't know. Come prepared. I'm trying to buy bread. Fucking in my face. Do you think the people from NI are particularly bad at heckling performers on stage? I've seen more of it in music / comedy gigs in NI versus similarly sized gigs in England. They're certainly not accustomed to watching stand-up. Like, we had to cultivate that a lot in Lavery's over the years. Was like, you have to set certain rules in here where it's like, this is how you watch comedy. Because people just think like, oh, heckling, that's what you do. And you're just like, no, it's not. That's not what you do at all. Not when people are paying money to see a comedian who's like worked hard to be able to entertain you. And then you're like, what? And it's gonna say things. Ha ha. Also, why is it most people's worst nightmare to be like confronted by a comedian? Like, there's people who are like, oh my God, I'd absolutely fucking wish the earth would swallow me up here. And other people are like, no, I'm quite happy for the whole thing to be, you know, around and about me for the next 15 minutes. But yeah, if none of them are good either. Seamus Monaghan, shout out. Got some new t-shirts on the way designed by that guy. Hot fire heat. What's your favourite design you've seen from all the beers you've got from Beer 52? I haven't fucking got any. I got one box. My favourite one is this here. I bet you he did it, did he? The cheeky bugger. You're not connected to the internet. Well, fucking there you go. What do you expect? Mr. Bingo? What the fuck is that? Well, I guess we're not going to see that. I guess we're just... Oh. Camden is full of cunts. I wonder, did he do that for reals?
That's nice.
Camden is full of cunts. Accurate. Smelly cunts too.
Yep.
I've been there once. Who gives a shit? It's full of food trucks and all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets
me. Marketplace, class.
Thoughts of the Afghanistan situation? Pretty messed up. Yeah, it's fucked. I mean, like, it just seems like, what the fuck was all the effort for in the first place? It makes it seem very much like, oh yeah, we're definitely here just to steal resources and pretend we're protecting people. Probably were to a certain extent, but like, the fact that all these people just, the Taliban's just swoop back in, be fucked up. Like, what belt do you have in jiu-jitsu? Would you recommend gi or no gi class? Thinking of starting BJJ. I mean, the length of time that I did jiu-jitsu and missed every fucking like grading / thing, even though I was designing posters for like SBG. I don't know what belt I am, but I don't have any belts. So a white belt? Embarrassing. I really need to go back to jiu-jitsu. I would enjoy it a lot. Although it's absolutely COVID's worst nightmare. You know, just sweating in people's mouths. Did you happen to see the episode Two Bears, One Cave, which Segura interviews Mark Maron? Maron made a funny comment about a certain set of comedians disappearing up Rogan's ass. What are your thoughts on the mass following of Rogan to Texas?
Jesus.
Sure McCann's going. What do I think of it? I mean, obviously, like, if enough of them go, then there's going to be another sort of hub for comedy, which isn't a bad thing. But there, I imagine there'll still be, New York will be thriving, LA will be thriving, and then there'll be another one. But yeah, that, I don't know, that's just the way it is. See how long it lasts. Obviously, when he says disappearing up their ass, the ones that are going to go there and be able to sustain a career are the ones that are going to be like close mates with Joe Rogan anyway. Because he's going to give them priority like in his club and stuff. So I don't know. It might be harder to go there and try and make it. It seems like where maybe you go to, what did someone say? Like you go to like learn in New York, then you move to LA to sort of make it. You know, where is he? Austin will be the place where like you almost retire to. Where you're like, listen, I'm sick of doing the fucking road. I'll just move to where all the famous comedians live. I don't know.
If he invited me, would I go? Yes. Have you heard anything about Kanye's... Have you heard anything from Kanye's latest album? Played the album Donda as in a football stadium. Played a different version of the album a week later in the same stadium after living there for a week. He still hasn't released it.
Yeah.
Who gives a flam fuck? Get it out. It's 2021. Don't be teasing me. That puts a lot of pressure on someone if you were doing that. Because you're just hyping it and hyping it and hyping it. And I guarantee he puts it out and people are like it'll be so different. People will just be like, I don't like this. That's what I feel will happen. He's yeah. be like, here it is. And everyone will be like, not worth it. Fuck you. And then, of course, everyone will start copying it. And then in 5 years' time, people will go, it's genius. They got Life of Pablo thing.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what the fuck is this? These aren't even full songs. It's like wee bits of shit jammed together. And then shortly after, they're like, oh my God, it's amazing. Quit comedy today and you've got 4 years of training to win gold medal at the next Olympics. Oh, we had that question last time, didn't we? Skateboarding.
Yep.
BMXing. When it comes to picking support for your gigs, does it just come down to who's available or do you pick someone that will balance out your set? Recently it's who's available because fucking, what night was it? I know Mickey's fucking unbelievable comedian and probably is well beyond doing support for anyone, but he opened for me at Voodoo just because he was free. And also, you know, you like hanging around with your mates, but
yeah,
all the guys that I would normally ask to support me weren't available. They were all gigging. So, it's basically just, who can actually do a set? You know, who's actually the good comedians? I would much prefer if the person was very funny. I know it's a thing to be like, oh, I bring a support act and he's shite, so that makes me look good, but you want the crowd already laughing when you go on. Hence the term support. I've had people open for me like who have very, very like different styles, like, so yeah, there's nothing really, like, no boxes need ticked if you're like doing support for me other than are they good? That's about it. What do you think is the one trait that most friends and family hate or find annoying about you that you'll never change? Jesus. That's a whole other podcast. What do you think is the one trait? What sort of traits do I have? Impatience? Is that one? very scatty. You know, just all over the place.
Scatty.
What's an annoying trait you've noticed since you've worked here at General Banter HQ?
Dunno.
I don't know. Do a separate podcast with Maureen. Should fucking should do an 8-part series. Probably.
I don't think, you know, like, it's not really like, I don't think everyone has one, you know.
I mean,
you don't have to have one.
I mean, obviously if you lived with me, you'd be like, this cunt, that's fucking, you know, it could be anything, like.
Yeah.
Depends what pisses you off as well.
Yeah, it does.
You know, like, people eating weird fucking drives me nuts. And me included. Like, I couldn't, like, if like, say if I just had a sandwich and you didn't have one, you're sitting here, I couldn't be like eating it here by myself. Because I would be like, that's disgusting. That's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Whereas that doesn't bother other people.
I hate that. I don't get why people don't find that annoying.
It's also like, I'm weird with specific types. Like, if you were eating crisps and I know the crisps are like super crunchy, I'm fine with that. I'm nearly fine with knowing that it's like a loud food to eat, but it's when someone's just eating something, like they've taken a bite of a tuna sandwich and they're like, or like a weird rhythm. I'm just like, oh my God, fucking leave. I mean, it's probably, what's an annoying trait? I don't know. There's probably loads. Does anybody... the wee flap on their boxers when they're pissing. There's a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm like episode about that. Like, what do you say, through the gate or over the fence or something? Yeah, no one's put, because you have to like, first of all, you would totally ruin the shape of the boxers if you were constantly just in that gap trying to pull your dick out all the time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You'd end up with just a big baggy hole in the pants. Also, a lot of times now they're just put there for show. So like, you literally have to fucking have a chicane in your dick to be like, you know, to get it out of the fucking, out of the front of it. So nah, I don't think anyone uses it. I'd be more likely to just slide out the bottom, you know, if I was just walking around the house in boxers, just be like, I'll slide it out the side, bro. Instead of put, because you risk, if you put it over the fence, you know, it is like nipping a hose. You maybe think your piss is done, then you throw it back in. You've got a quarter dicks full of piss left in the barrel. Gonna start calling my dick my barrel. I think from now on.
The barrel.
Yeah.
New special.
The barrel. Any chance of you, in brackets, Niall, sharing your voodoo pre-gig playlist? It was absolutely lethal.
Which one was that?
If you follow me on, if you follow me on Spotify, there's a, what's it called? Yeah, I just have a playlist called Office, which is one I made for the Office gig that we did in here. But yeah, all the songs are on there. So there you go, guys. You're welcome. Good mix. It's a good mix in there.
It is a good mix, yeah.
There's blues, there's rap, you know?
I might make a playlist of all the songs I use in vlogs on Spotify.
As long as that one, like, electro tune's in it. Do people keep asking?
No.
No?
Maybe. Maybe subconsciously.
Yeah. Man, I'm having a party here at the weekend. Could you put all those vlog tunes together? Although that one on the Art Glass vlog was lethal.
Emancipator or something.
Emancipate my barrel. Look at the, what's your opinions on Ari Shaffer? Joe Organ's mate, bro. You pished or what? Who did the Amazing Races show? I thought he was funny as fuck, bit rough sometimes. I just don't like him.
Fucking Joe Organ.
Fucking Joe Organ. You bastard. You bastard. I don't know. I just don't.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Call.
This is a video called Girl Crying Like a Whale.
Yeah, I've
on
seen
boyfriend
this.
Phone.
This is hilarious.
I was just calling you back to let you know that I love you and I miss you.
It's great.
I really want you to call me back. And I'm sorry I missed your phone call, and that I know you're done. So when you get this, can you call me back? I love you, and I miss you.
Now, without a doubt, that person's 16.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's an adult at all. That's like fucking Eddie trying, you know, he does like a wee fake cry the whole time. It's more of a like grunt. Now, what about a baby orca? Get me one or what? Ring up SeaWorld and see if I've got one. I'll keep it out the back. Right, let's really rip through these questions. Let's go. Eddie Hall versus Thor in the boxing. Don't care, but maybe Eddie Hall. I think he might be a lot more explosive, to be honest, because he's a lot smaller, but very, very heavy and powerful. Seen this thread about your English fella that decided to go on a chill long weekend to Kabul, Afghanistan. Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah, he's like a posh guy.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm just in Afghanistan. And then next minute he's like, oh, bit of a pickle, mate. I'm stuck. I'm fucking dead, mate. Skill deal. There's currently a British guy called Lord Miles. That's nice. Not his real name, is it?
That's his rap name.
Lord Miles, sir. Still dates on the form, retard, zoom in and read. Lord Rutledge? That's what I call my dick. Anyway, who gives a fuck? He's gonna get beheaded now, so he gets look at that guy. Yeah. What a knobhead, man. Just go to Thailand like everyone else. Is there a lockdown going on? Is there not? There's a pandemic. Stay at home. This guy's fucking... I thought it'd be a good crack to go to Cabo. Not Cabo. Is there not Cabo in fucking Mexico? That's where you want to go? Not Cabo. Will the SSE gigs be going ahead on current restrictions? If so, when will support be getting announced? Thanks. Well, last time I didn't have support. I just did both halves. So get that up your arse. Now, the fucking frustrating thing is they keep saying like, oh yeah, your gigs are going ahead. Your gigs are going ahead. And I'm like, right, well, it's hard to get any other gigs going. So how can I practice? You know?
Mm.
But you know me. I'll pull it out of the bag. Where else would you get it? Have you ever seen the latest from your favorite son of Tom Hanks? Yes, I have. Where he's all like, oh, I got the fucking vaccine. Psych! What's the best way to support your podcast outside of being on Patreon? Is it better to listen on Spotify or to watch on YouTube? Seems that Spotify gets more hits, but does that generate any revenue? Doesn't matter. I haven't monetized a video on YouTube in fucking forever. I can't even be bothered. You know, it's like, would you like to monetize this? Yes. And then it's like, does it contain any of the following? And then you go through like fucking 8 pages of shit. So I just go, nah, don't monetize it. Keep your 14p. Thanks, Google. The best way to support it would probably be listen on Spotify and follow on Spotify. I mean, we've really whittled the YouTube community down to just 4 dickheads now. People watch and listen. No one comments anymore. No one would be like, oh, happy days, new podcast, or you know, this is great, or this is funny, or whatever. It's usually just like arguments about stuff between about 4 people underneath. Which is, you know, you go on there and you're just cool. Wipe your arse from behind standing up or between your legs while sitting down. Not between my legs when sitting down. Like from the front. Nah, bro.
Bidet.
Just reach in the back and have at it. Favorite aftershave? I'm currently wearing...
Jip.
You wanna fuck someone's auntie at a barn dance?
Jip.
Jip. And McCann was on the jip for a while.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Just line dancing. what do I have at the minute? Chanel Bleu.
Yes, I use that too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Good stuff.
Oh.
Good gear.
I mean, the difficult thing about men's perfume is, it's not aftershave, it's men's perfume. When they get popular, every cunt has them. Yeah. And then it becomes like I remember getting Sauvage. For my sister bought it or something. She's a big perfume head. But like, I think I got it from her before I'd really heard of it. And before Johnny Depp was on the telly and all that shit. And I was like, oh, I smell great. But then you just started to smell it everywhere. And then it's like probably the go-to fucking perfume for people. Same with like, you know, you buy a fucking pack of Rabanne. What is it, millions or something?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Every cunt smelled like that for a while.
We went on a school trip and literally every guy in the class bought a bottle on the boat.
Yeah.
I was like, Christ.
Yeah. You all 1 finger million. Each other now. Great.
1 million.
1 million. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What did I say? Millions? Like the sweets?
Packer of burn. Packer of millions. Strawberry millions.
Why do you think the podcast you did with Mickey and Aaron in a pub in Oma has nearly 50,000 views? Why so much more than the other episodes? Well, way to make me feel like shit. I
Well, some guys answered. I think it's because the way it's shot makes the viewer feel like they're in a bar with them and sitting across from the table, having the crack, a virtual night out with the three of them. Stick it on the VR headset and crack open a few cans.
There you go. Fucking.
For me, it's the way they bounce off each other. I've watched it 20 times. Yeah, it's weird because there's been other podcasts with the two of them on it. But it was very like spur of the moment, that podcast. Just decided to fucking go down and record it. So, and they were drinking.
Yeah.
So that's a different dynamic.
Yeah, definitely.
I was driving, so I wasn't drinking, but yeah, they were definitely pished. So yeah, there you have it. But I'm a big fan of, you know, I think we should do a lot more on location podcasts and stuff like that. I think they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to Leicester Square the weekend. Bye. Head up Pleasant Lady Trading Stall. Chinese food out of this world. Right next to Leicester Square. There you go. There's your diarrhea sorted.
Happy days.
Happy days. Make us a fucking curry half and half. This man likes China. China. Bought a knife for the other day. Supposed to be £60 over 12 quid. Hun. Reckon McGregor is on the gear again. He's talking a serious amount of shite for a fella that's been useless in recent fights. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the guy's out of his mind. Like, he's always slobbering. You know, he's fucking still calling people out. He's slobbering the people that beat the shit out of him. He'll be slobbering a Khabib and like, fucking whatever. And like, he beat the shit out of you and choked you fucking to death. Anyway, I don't care. Just show me the fight. It's the same as the Kanye thing. I don't give a fuck about the song and dance around it. Just show me the fucking, give me the music. You know, walking around with a pair of tights in your fucking head.
Will you fuck up, dude?
If Biden pulled out of you, how quickly would your insides collapse? All right, okay. I think I'd be fine. I think he'd be fucked. Trying to fucking force it into me. Saw you on Saturday up at the carding. Had the moment totally ruined by some bellend yelling, "Is that by the blender?" I had to walk away with secondhand embarrassment. How do you deal with these situations and refrain from slapping idiots like that? Well, Carlton. You seen how I handle it? I went like this. Have a good one, lads. And I fucking walked out. And that was it. Ever give the wife a Russian flashbang? Okay. Here we go. Russian flashbang. Let's see. Do I dare go near Reddit? I'm going to write, what'll I write? Set Pornhub?
No, fuck. E-fucked.
E-fucked. Russian.
No,
sex act. Let's get that wiki up.
There you go.
Alaskan Russian flashbang. When a guy blows his lid. Oh, Russian flashbang. Wait a second. When you come in a girl's eyes and slap her ears simultaneously. She said she loved me. Right as she was blowing me, I gave her a Russian flashbang. And got the hell out of there. I love the way this gives you, like, you know, can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
I mean, that takes a fair bit of coordination. You need someone giving you a hand. Her? Oh, well, there you go. Problem solved. There you go, right in the face. Sir. The old jizz on the face. Strange times. What's this? Looking forward to the London gig. It's starting at 9:30. Organising food before. I don't want to be late. Well, we will release stage time soon. I thought it was starting at 9:30.
it ain't. We're only given this. Fucking Frankie Boyle. Is Frankie Boyle in there?
Frankie Boyle.
Big Francie Boyle's in there before us. And so our slot only starts at 9:30, which means that they're let people in at 9:30, which means the show's probably not going to be till like 10. And Shane Todd thinks we're doing 45 minutes each. You fucking joking, mate?
You fuck up, too.
Wise up. No wonder he's going on first. You'll be ready for another dinner after that. We will. I'll push them on for the stage times and get someone to fucking give me those and they'll put them up online. But I dare say there'll be a nap hat. What's this shit? What is this? People have been sharing their fashion experiences in Ireland and it's incredible. This is from joe.ie. Props to anyone who tries to be fashionable in Ireland. I wore a red beret once in Waterford and someone called me Super Mario. Wild. There's a fella in a village in West Limerick whose nickname is Steil because he wore a leather jacket in a pub. Fucking Steil boy, is it? By the way, I'm going. Is this a news drop? Is it? Is this a news flash?
Oh yeah. No.
We are going. So this is what happened. Our friend of the show, friend of real life, Tom O'Mahony, the bear. Tom the bear, who doesn't call himself the bear when I'm standing next to him. No, he still does. He has the Buckshot podcast, of course, which I've been on a couple of times. And the 200th episode is coming up, and there's a festival happening in Galway called the Grand Isle Stretch. Great name. And they're doing it under a large stretch tent on Nemo's Pier or something. And his guest is Gordo Rochford from Those Conspiracy Guys, which I'm a big fan of. They're good mates. And I said to Maureen at the time, I was like, fuck, wouldn't it be some crack, like, if we could figure out a way where I could come home from London there and we just go to Galway for the night and watch this fucking thing. Be some crack. And out of nowhere, he texts me, what's crack, man? It's been an age. Fucking, what are you up to? And I just said, busy enough. Fucking knew yourself, working away and all of it. And then he said, could you be tempted down to Galway? And I was like, could have fucking what? And I was like, do you want me to fuck, you know, am I just come down, what am I doing? Are we on the rip or do you want me to do a spot or something? He goes, nah, pull up a pew on the podcast. And I was like, fucking right. So basically what's happening is we're going to London, doing the show next day, flying home. And then we're going to have to figure out some sort of strategy getting from there to Galway, appear in this podcast. I'll hang back, you know what I mean? It's not my show. I'll just do 40 or 50 minutes at the start, see how it goes. But yeah, that's fucking exciting as shit.
Very cool.
You know, I've listened to weeks worth of podcasts from Gordon Rochford there on his podcast. You know, where he just really goes in depth about, like, you know, Ian Huntley. And I'm sitting in the house with a young child running around and it's like, and then he dismembered the child, you know. Great times. But here, my life is dope and I do dope shit. Can you? So that's happening. You're coming with now. We're staying in a fucking, you know what I mean? You know how we do at General Banter HQ, you know what I'm saying? We're like, what accommodation do we get for the night? Hotel spa, no bother.
Damn right.
Me and Al with the toe spacers getting a fucking pedicure on the old mimosas.
Epic.
Up the hoods, driving home. A friend wore a Superman t-shirt walking down the street in Navan when a car slowed down and shouted, some Superman you are, and you walking. Right? Wore a t-shirt with a slogan in French in Clontarf once. A teenager shouted, oh la la, you cunt, from across the street. Okay, these are getting worse. The blind boy one was the funniest. One of my colleagues had an ankle-length dark green serge greatcoat. And when he burst through the office doors one day, another looked up and said, What news of Stalingrad? Okay, banter. Early 90s, Oma bloke comes into the bar wearing a puffer jacket. 120 notes it cost. Everyone is mocking him. Barman says, not sure why you're mocking him. I've one of those at home. Lad getting mocked. See? Barman continues, aye, it's round the immersion heater. Uproar. Uproar.
Uproar.
That has to be in Ireland because, you know, no one knows what an immersion heater is outside of Ireland. My sister wore a brown leather satchel bag to school one day. She could hear her students saying, Jesus, here's Indiana Jones, as she walked towards the classroom. Camouflage t-shirt once. Ooh, that's a floating head. Was the response in the pub? Okay, that's cack. I mean, there's way too many of these, and I dare say most of them are shit. Wore statement earrings and was called Pat Butcher in Belfast. Well, these get worse. These get worse. Wore sleeveless top to training once in about 30 degree heat. Got called Onslow for about 2 years. Okay. I mean, niche. Niche. One more, let's do it. Wearing a suit on my way to a job interview, was stopped and asked what charges I was up on. Also played football with a lad who was... I should put glasses on. Hey, that'll be good. Wow. He was called Moses by all his friends because he wore sandals once when he was 9. Another was called Barney for years after he wore a purple jumper. Yeah. Well, yeah. Aaron had the name Poe McCann for a minute because he was wearing like a what colour's Poe? He was wearing some multicoloured hoodie. Someone said he looked like a Teletubby. And then someone said Poe McCann. And then someone said Poe McCann sounds like he's like a youth GAA coach.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, his own father, rest in peace, was called P.O. McCann. Full circle. Right, that was... I should have stopped after the blind boy one. But anyway, we'll get the fuck out of here. We've got London coming up this weekend. I'll do a Patreon podcast tomorrow. What else was I going to say? Yeah, there's a few tickets left for Big Old Room at Leicester Square Theatre. We're no Frankie Boyle, I'll tell you that. But there's a few tickets left for that. They will, like all gigs, disappear quicker and quicker on the lead up to the gig. When people realise, oh, fuck, I thought that Saturday. I got a ticket. So yeah, get on Ticketmaster, get yourself a ticket for myself and Shane Todd at Leicester Square Theatre, the legendary Leicester Square Theatre. And get yourself onto the Patreon for the bonus podcast. Get yourself a ticket for the SSE, the second show, 25th of September. From what I gather, they're going ahead. So let's fucking party. All right. What time is it? 10:05 at night. I've never been in here this late. How strange.
Spooky.
Spooky. We're going to get semen terrorized. Right. See you later. Hun, 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 hun. Hun, 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 hun.